Spoštovane poslušalke, dragi poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS. V nedeljo 25. junija 2017 je slovenski klub v Adelaidi praznoval 60-letnico delovanja. O tem in še o marsičem drugem pa se bom sedajle pogovarjala s predsednico kluba, z gospo Dinko Jerebica. Hi Dinka, how are you and where are you right now?
Hi, Katarina. I'm good, thank you. And I'm at Cooper Pedy, up north of South Australia, out nearly on the way to Alice Springs.
Have you met any Slovenians up there?
No, but I will share an experience. Here we are in the middle of nowhere on, well, really Australian bush, the desert, you could say. And I bought my minestra and I bought my krajinske. And here I am, I couldn't believe it that, you know, after 60 years in Australia, that I would be in the middle of the Australian bush sharing my krajinske sausages and my minestra with all these people, and they're all just loving it. I was just, it was one of those things that it felt very surreal, unbelievable, that how much the culture, how much things have changed from the early days when you couldn't buy or get anything that was Slovenian when you come to Australia.
So if we go back, last month your club was celebrating 60 years. What was happening on that day?
Well, we were very, very fortunate. Again, very blessed. We had quite a few members of parliament come along that day, which was wonderful. I think Zoe Bettison, Mike Akerson, Jennifer Rankin, Jing Lee from the Liberal Party, the Lord Mayor. So there was a lot of people that came, a lot of second, third and younger kids were there. It was just a lovely, lovely feeling about what could happen maybe more regularly if we can maintain it. We had pigs on the spit that were just, you know, people enjoyed that. There was food and we had some music. We are a bit short on musicians or Slovenian music in Adelaide, and hopefully something might change or we can maybe have a lend of some of the Melbourne people. But it was a lovely, it was a fun day. It was started at lunchtime. It continued for the whole day. It was run by these a very small group of volunteers. People are willing to come on board, but they haven't kind of started yet. But the volunteers that we had were, they were fantastic. There's a lot of effort that went into it because we ended up having, I think, at least 300 people, which is beyond what we expected. We, you know, we didn't know what to expect, even though we had bookings, and we didn't want to turn anybody away. It was really important that if somebody happened to come on that day, we wanted to make sure that there was going to be, you know, that they'd be invited in and would find room for them. I think as a result of the Pustovanie, we created the catch-up Sundays, which are once a month, and we targeted the last Sunday of the month when the Gusport is here from Melbourne. So there's an opportunity for people to go to Mass. They can go and then come over to the club, and it's generally a barbecue, so it doesn't matter if we have, you know, 50 people or if we have 150, we'll cater for that, and that's been really successful. It has attracted even the recent Slovenians to come along, and definitely like second, third and fourth generation have been very interested to come along on those Sundays because it's more of a chance to connect and reconnect with friends, whereas the other Sundays are still fairly quiet. We're looking at doing catch-up Krajinski Fridays once a month, and I'm hoping that maybe the new Slovenians or recent Slovenians may sort of start to look after that because they are looking for a place to get together. So that would be another thing at which everybody's welcome. Again, it's open to everybody, but that will be once a month, and if that's successful, then we can actually increase it to more than that. We're hoping, again, another one that we're looking at is catch-up walks, which is maybe once a month, and if people are interested, they can get together. And the other thing that's been really very important to me is preparing one of our rooms at the club, which has had a lot of tables and chairs and things in there, but I've gone off and organised to buy trestle tables, is that we can make that room clear and it could become the children's group. And there's a lot of the new Slovenians that have got children. I've got grandchildren, third generation have got their own children that would definitely be interested in having some little Slovenian group for children to come along to. I'm looking forward to new Slovenians being more involved in the club. The first generation have been fantastic in supporting all of the ideas. There is not one idea that has been negative or disappointing that they won't support it. And I feel very blessed that I have that such a positive input from the first generation. And it's very encouraging. Otherwise, I couldn't do this. I just hope that it all works. I feel there's a lot of responsibility on this committee. And when I do step down, that there'll be people that will really want the job and really want to do it, because they can extend it and make it a very strong community and an inclusive community, a community that involves other groups. You know, we can share things with the Ukrainians or the Italians, sharing resources, sharing ideas, and that's why I'm more than happy to talk about this. People are wondering what to do. I'm happy to think that they might want to use our ideas, or if they got some ideas, they can contact me and let me know what is working for them. It is really crucial to do this, because I think the timing is important right now to pull it together, because it's important that we preserve it and give it the best we can and keep it going.
I couldn't agree more, and I'm sure that other Slovenian club members have taken your ideas on board. I hope they have. I wish you all the best, you and your club, and keep up the good work. We need more people like you.
Well, thank you very much. And I'm sure there's lots of people out there like me, and there are. I've already got them on board now, and there's more, but just need more help, because as the group grows, we need more help again. But it's I feel very privileged to be part of this community, and thank you so much for having me on your radio program and giving me the opportunity to share some of these wonderful things that are happening.